From aging to emerging. Passionate, vital, purposeful, thriving. My new heroine, Barbara Marks Hubbard, is a master of reframing life into a beautiful and life-giving vision of what is possible for all humanity on the earth. She, at 84, is living her life full throttle, immensely purposeful, vibrant, and exactly how she desires it to be. She brilliantly shifts the concept of aging into emerging, and in this simple yet powerful reframing, moves our perception, and with it life, out of many limiting beliefs tied to disease and expected deterioration of an aging body and mind. Rather, she describes a new focus of each year signifying an emerging into our more conscious, authentic self. And through this, recognizing more of who we are, our gifts, and stepping into them with greater ease. As the need for approval and concern with others' opinions drops away, the self is able to more easily shine. This perception of how we are becoming more of our true self, rather than focus on what we may be losing through getting older, is transformative. It builds upon itself as the excitement and positive thoughts and energy feed the physical vitality of the body and inspire the mind. We live across the street from a couple in their early 80s who embody this emerging paradigm of Barbara's. They have created a rich, large community of all ages that come over often and play and dine with them. The man still works full-time at a job he loves. We watched the woman go through the loss of their second child and a hip replacement surgery last year. We did not see her much for about 6 months, and then slowly she emerged, deciding again to live fully and say yes to life as long as she was in her body. The card games, pool parties, and long dinners infused with lots of laughter started up again. They chose life again and again. And I am reminded how this emerging is really for all ages, and this choosing life holds true for all. Every day we have the opportunity to choose to hear the voice of our true authentic self. Often it comes in a whisper, in a silent pull towards something that may even seem impractical or too expensive or even impossible. Yet, if we listen to the whispers, they grow louder. And with trust in asking, the guidance and support for following the soul's calling appears unexpectedly. This voice holds our treasure, our joy, and our purpose. For ultimately, we are on the earth to simply be and become and express exactly who we really are. To become who we are more fully, more joyfully. That is it. So simple. And yet this becoming offers the most exciting, challenging, and daring adventure of them all.